أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith in which Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked, which is the best sadaqah, to give charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام explained, it is when a person is still young and healthy and he's got greed of money, he wants to still build his empire, and he feels he will become poor if he spends in the path of Allah, to give at that time and spend in the path of Allah, that has got the greatest reward. So with regard to that hadith, and we are in this chapter, that any good that we intend doing, we should not procrastinate. We should do it immediately. And particularly in there is our namaz. As soon as adhan goes, we should not delay with our namaz. Or any other good deed that we intend doing, we should not procrastinate. So further in the explanation of this hadith, it comes that the word shahihun, which is used, that when a person is feeling miserly, he doesn't want to spend in the path of Allah, at that time to force it upon himself and spend. So this word is derived from the root word shah, which is more general in meaning than bukhal. Thus both words mean stinginess and miserliness. Bukhal is also to be stingy, and shuh also. However, which is also translated as miserliness. This form of miserliness is so deeply entrenched within a person that it is regarded as part of his nature. That a person is just completely miserly, stingy. Like we will say that you won't give anyone even ice in winter, which is freely available, naturally ice is formed. But that also is stingy to give. This is that word which is used. Other ulama say that shah refers to miserliness coupled with greed. That a person is stingy also and is greedy also. He doesn't want to give anyone anything and he wants everything from everyone. All the time, such a bad quality. So at that time when a person has got that quality to spend in the path of Allah, which is very difficult for him, but that has got great reward. That he has got, so he just doesn't want to spend. He's so stingy and he wants more and more. And at that time to spend in the path of Allah, that has got great value. The hadith encourages spending in charity while one is enjoying good health and has the desire to accumulate more. A person has got good health, he can use his money also. And at the same time, he wants to accumulate more. He wants to build his empires. He wants every cent so that he can invest more, make more money. At such a time to spend, that is the time of great virtue. When one is healthy and wealthy, the qualities of miserliness and greed are strong. And to give charity at this time indicates that one has sincere love for Allah Ta'ala. When a person is healthy also, he can use all his money, and he's wealthy also, he's got a lot of money, and he's got miserliness and greed also. And they are very strong, he doesn't want to part with his money. And this is usually like normally you can say from the age of about 30 to 50. At that time a person doesn't want to spend. After that he thinks, now I am going to Akhirat, let me prepare. But at that time he just doesn't want to spend. To spend at that time, it proves his great love for Allah Ta'ala, and he spends only for Allah Ta'ala. One should therefore ignore the whisperings of shaitan that one will lose wealth by spending in the path of Allah. At that time, shaitan also keeps on whispering to a person, a person's nafs also, don't give in the path of Allah. You'll become poor, you need it more. You don't know what your needs will be for tomorrow. So don't part with your wealth. So these whisperings of shaitan and nafs will come. The promise of Allah is that He will increase and bless a person who spends for His sake. One side is shaitan's whisperings, our nafs, and on the other side, Allah Ta'ala promises that person. A person who spends in the path of Allah, Allah says, I will increase you, I will give you much more. So we should not listen to nafs and shaitan. We should listen to what Allah Ta'ala tells us. And Allah Ta'ala promises us much more. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. Shaitan promise you will become poor, while Allah Ta'ala promise you مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَرِضْوَانًا. Allah will forgive you also, He will give you His pleasure also, and He will increase you tremendously as well. Ulama unanimously agree that it is incorrect to bequeath in charity at a time when the soul has reached the throat, at the point of death. Ulama have agreed that when a person now is on his last point, dying to bed, and he can't do anything with his wealth, now he says so much for the masjid, so much for the widows, so much for so much, that at that time it is not correct for him to make that bequest at that time. And in that way, depriving his heirs, those who are rightfully supposed to inherit from him, he deprives them and he gives to other places. Other places he should have given when he was healthy, hale and healthy, and he wanted to use it, at that time he gives it away. Very fortunate is that person that in this prime of his life, for example, he wants to go for a holiday, and instead of going, all that money he gives in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That person wants to upgrade his house, and instead of doing that, he gives it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He wants to buy another better vehicle. His own vehicle is quite comfortable and good for him. But just because the money is in his pocket, he wants to buy another vehicle. Instead of doing that, he buys a little car for a poor person. And he spends it in that way. That will be much, much more superior. And he will earn very greatly from Allah Ta'ala. At such a time, fear and regret, rather than sincerity, often prompt a person to spend his wealth. When a person is on his dying bed, then it's the fear that what is going to happen to me, and regret that I did not spend. Those are the things that are predominant, and not that he's spending sincerely for Allah's pleasure. Whereas if he spent when he was hale and healthy, then it was for the pleasure of Allah. And that has got value by the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, one may only give a third in charity because the rights of heirs are to be considered. This is also the great beauty and fairness of Islam, that at the point when a person is parting from the world, it is allowed only up to one third that he can make his wasiyat. And so that he does not deprive his heirs, his family, his wife, his children, those who are going to inherit, he must not deprive them. Allah Ta'ala has kept it. Islam has taught us what their great rights are, and they should be considered and they should be fulfilled. Another narration summarizes the sentiment perfectly. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَنْ يَتَصَدَّقَ الْمَرْءُ فِي حَيَاتِهِ بِدِرْهَمٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَتَصَدَّقَ بِمِئَةِ عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ. It is better for a person to give one dirham in charity when he is healthy, rather than to give 100 at the time of his death. In the Abu Dawood Sharif, this hadith appears that a person should, if he gives even one dirham while he's hale and healthy, it is more better than 100 dirhams at the time of his passing away, just before he passes away. So how the summary of all this is that we all should spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and let not greed and miserliness and fear of our wants and necessity, let it not block us. But we should spend in the path of Allah whatever we can. How much we can, we should spend, and this will earn us great reward also. And Allah Ta'ala gives a person, recompensates a person with much more in this dunya's life also. And Allah saves him from a lot of expenses also. When a person gives charity, Allah Ta'ala saves him from calamities which have come to him already. And those which are on their way to him, Allah blocks them also. And in fact, this charity keeps on fighting with that calamity till Qiyamah Day and does not allow it to come on this person. So a person with one great, great ibadah, which also generally we are unmindful of, is to give charity. On a daily basis, whatever amount we can give, we should give. Whether it's 50 cents, 1 rand, 5 rand, and we can give more also, on a daily basis, we should try and give charity and spend in the path of Allah also. We should not wait for collectors to come to us, but we should find out which are good sources, which are places where our money will return maximum returns, and we should go and spend on such, in such places, on such people. There are many poor people who haven't got enough, who can't meet their daily expenses of their rent, of buying water, electricity. There are people in great straits and difficulties. If we can help such people, it is a great, great, great virtue for us. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us for righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.